Davis, welcome to the latest episode of Cut to the Chase. Today we're talking variation manufacturing bias. That word sounds a little bit iffy. Let us explain, though, right? We're on auction day. We've got a potential buy, but they want a long settlement and they want a very low deposit. And, you know, if you say that to the vendor will say, just don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Big mistake, because that particular buyer could be the one that pushes another buyer up, right? So
correct.
What do you do? Well, you get a variation. You put it in front of the buyer and say, look, for the right price, the vendor will consider your terms. Long deposit, zero settlement. We had that before. But that's what you're going to do with a vendor, right? Because here is the biggest mistake. This buyer wants a zero deposit and long settlement. Oh, bugger off. We're never going to do that, right? So how do you sell it to them? You sell it to them in a way that you go, look, this is just a buyer that wants these terms, but this is not going to be a buyer that most likely will buy the property. But this is going to be an instrumental buyer that might push another buyer up. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Vendor, if this was the best buyer at the best price, we can always renegotiate the terms, correct?
Correct. Well, I was at Mount Eden last week with a $2 million property, exactly that. Small deposits, delayed settlements. The vendor went no to both. And you've, in this market, Diego, as we know how to do, you've got to be on the side of the vendor, but you've got to explain to them how critical it is. So I had a discussion with the vendor. She accepted both variations. We went to the auction. We changed both parties to more deposit, shorter settlement dates, and we got it sold. So we did. We manufactured a sale from a situation where the buyers didn't want to bid and the vendor didn't want to accept variations. So everyone got paid and everyone moved on. Buyers were happy, vendors were happy, agents were happy.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah. Can you manufacture? Because finding a cash hot emotional buyer, great. But there's not a lot of those around at the moment.
They're not. And here's the most important thing. Just the way that you explain it to the vendor, you're signing a piece of paper that you're allowing the purchasers to bid under those terms. But under no illusion, you will not have to sell under those terms because we can renegotiate on auction night. And we will renegotiate on auction night. But if you don't give an opportunity to that particular buyer to put their hands up and actually get involved in the process emotionally as well as financially, then you might have missed an opportunity.
And then also, you don't. And if the people doing the variations don't want to change them, you've still have an auction. You've still shown the market where the money is, and it makes your job easier post-auction because people want what someone else wants. The key to the variation, like your guys' variations, the disclosure at the bottom have got to outline that the vendor is accepting these variations but can change their mind at any point in time.
So regardless if you're working for Buff or Ray, different procedures and whatnot, for us at Harcus, we can change them, and that's the biggest key.
Yep.
Not a recruitment. Cut to the chase is welcome to everyone.
Yeah, it is.
It is, of course. Talking about that, the only questions that we ask you is please like, share, and subscribe. Cut to the chase. We'll see you next week.
Ciao, ciao, in your words.